time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Get Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Welcome to the Ralph Tolman Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college hoops this evening in the heart of American Athletic Conference of the NAIA. The Benedictine Ravens playing host to Mid-American Nazarene. Hello again, everybody. With Joseph, our producer and engineer back at the K-Radio Sports Studio, Tom Kalsit here courtside. It is good to have you along here this evening. You got a couple of teams who have great history, who've been at the very pinnacle of this conference for years, and they're coming together here very early in the season and having this meeting here in Atchison tonight. Mid-America, 4-1 on the season and 1-0 in the conference under head coach John Lewis. The winners of the regular season last year in the heart, going to be starting Jamie Worth, a 6-foot sophomore from Hillsboro. Anna Sabetha, 5'8", junior Mary Lukert. Olathe native Aubrey Rogers, a senior at 5'8". 5'7", sophomore Grace Carlson out of Cedar Springs, Michigan, and from Fairgrove, Missouri. It'll be Cameron Green, a 6-foot junior. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, who knocked off Mid-America in the championship game of the conference postseason tournament, BC's going to get that opening tip, and a quick bucket that's going to be up and in is the Nicole Stork. Lady Ravens break out 2-0. For BC, who comes into the game at 4-2 and also 1-0 in the conference under head coach Chad Folsom and his assistant head coach Andy Connolly. Benedictine has kind of settled into the five that I suspect we're going to be seeing for the bulk of the year with Owen Dieters, a 5'7 freshman from Corning, Kansas. Riley Bergerman from Lenexa, a 5'8 junior. Shot clock that they're not going to get a shot off. Mid-America passing the ball. Lady Ravens defense did not allow anything. Along with Dieters and Brueggemann, it's going to be Makayla Bauman. She's a senior in 5'8 out of Blair, Nebraska. And it is the Storks from Adel, Iowa. 6'1 freshman Kelly Stork and 5'11 junior Nicole Stork. Lady Ravens with a basketball and with the early 2-0 lead. BC going to work the perimeter a little bit against this Mid-America player, D, driving into the lane. One-handed runner. It's going to be up and good. The first bucket of the ball game for Riley Brueggemann. Mid-America, four of their starting five, averaging double-digit scoring. But this Mid-America team does not light it up too much. 65 points a game. Here's a three. Off the window and good. And Aubrey Rogers with the first point of the ball game for the Pioneers. 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine by one at 4-3. Kelly Stork will have it to the right side inside the block. Out on top. Dieters back to Stork. In, up, shoot. Got it. It's a plus one. Kelly changed over to the left hand. Put it up off the window. knocked it down, draws a foul on Staley Worth. She's coming to the line. Her team leading at 6-3. She wants to make it a 4-point lead. Should take her time. Isaac shoots it, gets it. Benedictine goes up 7-3 at 8:14 to go in the opening quarter. So Benedictine, red hot in the early part of the ballgame. Going to have to be hot. This Mid-America team comes in today, number 12 in the nation. Here's another long three. No. Rebound tipped out and going to get away and go out of bounds. Touch last by Benedictine. Worth, Lukert, Rogers, Carlson, and Green, the Mid-America starters. Benedictine, Bergman, Dieters, Bauman, Stork, and Stork. The ball comes in out on top to Mid-America. Green will dump it over to the left side. Worth back to Green above the block, left side of the lane. Backs in, changes directions, leans in, shot blocked! Kelly Stork coming up with a block, puts it on the floor one time herself, brings it up the court, gets it to Dieters. Owen down the floor, stops on the side, dumps it off underneath the rim. The shot goes up, and Nicole Stork thought she was taller than she was. She tried to put a shot up from underneath. It was fed back to her. And back up with this going to come Mid-America. Now a forearm is in an offense, so it's a block on Stork. Nicole Stork picking up her first foul of the game. As the Mid-America player comes down the floor, she leans in, throws her free arm forward. Stork sails to the floor, and the official's going to call a blocking foul. And Stork is going to come out of the game, 7:25 to go in the opening quarter. So Benedictine will make his first substitution of the game. Here's the inbound and the quick up and in. Coming off a nice screen, it's going to be Mary Lukert. She's got her first point. It is 7-5. Just over 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine has brought Kane into the game. Driving right side, running shot, up and off the window, but good for Dieters. Owens' first points. 9-5 BC. In the game for Benedictine, it's going to be 5'11 freshman Addy Kane out of St. Peter's, Missouri. Now the rim is coming up with a steal. Here comes Bergman, the running three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound swept away by Worth. Here comes Mid-America. Pioneers are going to walk it up the floor, dump it over to the left side. Green on the left side of the extended free throw line from the top. Here's another three launching in. You can see what Mid-America does. They'll shoot that outside shot. That's going to be the second three already for Aubrey Rogers. The Raven lead cut to one. 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Bergman with the top side. Swings it over to the left. Back out on top, Bauman. Here's Dieters with it. Skip pass over to the right side. Stork. It's pushed from behind, and there's a foul reaching in, reaching across. Is going to be Cameron Green. Green's the first foul. Mid-America's second team foul. And Pioneers are going to bring a duo into the game. Checking in for Mid-America is going to be Grayson Gentile, 6'2" freshman out of Columbus, Missouri. Also coming in. Whoop, let me fix that. Also coming in is going to be Kayana Cranmer, a 5'11 sophomore from Chillicothe. Braves are going to turn it over. Mid-America is going to be coming back up the floor with an opportunity at what would be their first lead of the game. It is 9-8 Benedictine, inside 6 to go in the opening quarter. Happy to have you with us here in Atchison, Kansas. Women's College Basketball on Care, the guys' game coming up. With an anticipated 7:30 tip-off for our typical college hoop doubleheader here tonight. Quickly round to the right side, back out on top, another three launch. That's an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds on a hop off the hand of Aubrey Rogers. So after hitting a couple, Rogers misses that one badly. And Mid-America is going to shift into some full court pressure on the inbound for BC. It'll come in the backcourt. The outlet to Bergman. She'll drive down, stops on the left side, feeds back into the free throw line. Going in and up and getting it. Beautiful move to the basketball by Benedictine, and Addie Kane will have her first bucket. 11-8, Lady Ravens. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. Now the ball's going to be kicked on top, and that is going to be over and back to the Pioneers with an unforced turnover. Benedictine's going to bring Hattie Gross into the game. So we'll take a quick second, and it'll be on the floor for Coach Folsom. Hattie Gross and Riley Brigham and Diana Moser. Allie Kane, Nicole Stork back in. 5 minutes exactly to go in quarter one. Straight away, Stork, three, no. Wide to the right side, and the rebound is going to get away out of bounds. It'll come back to Mid-America. Three substitutions going in on four. Coach Lewis and the Pioneers. And that's going to bring us to a media break. We're taking a break. Johnson at the 4:56 mark. Opening quarter. Lady Ravens 11, Mid-America 8.
93.7 FM, winding our way here through the 5 o'clock hour, hanging out at Alps, seeing so many people signing you up for that Candy Cane Cash 404 commercial here in downtown Atchison Street. Need to get here, and we'll check out all the great items they have, like that T-bone steak special.
T-bone steak, $10.99 a pound. You will not get a price like that anywhere else.
You know, that's about as high as I can count, $10.99, so that's perfect for me.
I can't count past 10.
Yeah, I know. You get a little confused, but it's okay.
And then you add in decimals.
Oh, and then it gets in there carrying ones and fives.
I just gotta trust people. I hand them like a wad of cash and just say, give me back what I didn't spend.
Exactly. You know, and the thing is, too, we're talking about that special, but every day they've got the meat sale, the pick five for 25. That's been a real mainstay here at Alps for a long time.
And if you're like me and you, we could eat some meat.
Yeah, we can eat some meat.
So save some money. Get five things of meat for $25.
And then get on in there and eat that meat. But I'll tell you what, perfect savings for your Thanksgiving dinner. If you're looking for any of the items you need, the mainstays or even some of the unique items, they have it here at Alps. Your always low-price store in downtown Atchison. You know, we're talking about fresh produce. We're talking about just a fine line of all the vegetables you can want, whether canned, frozen, or fresh. They've got that all going on. Just a wide variety of all the grocery items you need, not just for Thanksgiving, but for every day. You know, when I'm looking for those groceries, Alps, it's like Brent said earlier when we were talking, the great thing is it's a small store. It doesn't have that warehouse feel. It feels personal. It feels right, and you're going to save, especially when you get that Alps card. So make sure you have that, too. Save points. Win big. And don't forget, Thanksgiving Day, they're going to be open from 8 until 1. Just another way they make it all the more convenient for their customers. That's what we've come to know and love, and that's what they always have here at Alps. In downtown Atchison, signing you up for Candy Cane Cash, $1,000 are given away on December 18th. The Petting Zoo, tomorrow morning on 93.7, will draw the finalists. So be listening to win, or listening to see if you are on your way to win, I should say. $1,000 will go a long way with 93.7 FM.
Ralph Donald Gymnasium. Good to have you along. We're 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens and Mid-America. Little turnaround jump shot up. No good. Rebound Brueggemann. 11-10. Benedictine in front. Women's game here now. Guys game coming up after this one at 7:30. Here's a drive to the baseline. Mosier's running shot. No good. She got fouled. It's going to be the first foul on Kiana Cranmer. And it'll be team foul four. For Mid-America, Lady Pioneers are going to have one foul each on four different players. Brueggemann out of the ball game. Dieters is going to come back in. Coming to the free throw line, Diana Moser. First shot, no. Moser looking for her first point of the ball game. These two teams have been shooting phenomenally well. Both of them hitting half of their shots, 50%. Second free throw, no, neither one is good for Mosier. And the rebound is going to be cleared down by Mid-America. Mancy in the game for the Pioneers. And McKenzie, a 6'1 senior out of Lansing, Kansas, came down with that rebound. Mid-America back up, big collision. Another blocking foul on Nicole Stork. She's saying I had my hands up, but what she didn't say is she was moving, making contact with the body. So I would suppose that she will come right back out and does. Pioneers coming to the free throw line with an opportunity to take the lead from there. It is 11-10 Benedictine. First one, we're tied. First point of the game for Zaylee Worth. Worth is a 77.3% free throw shooter on this young season. This one is up for the lead, and it rolls in. So 12-11, Mid-America at 3:24 to go, opening quarter. Owen Dieters brings it down. Ravens work the right side. Way out on the wing. It's going to be Hattie. Gross feeds it down to the block. Stork, left-handed dribble, drives across, dumps it into the corner. With a baseline threes up, it hits the side of the backboard. And Benedictine not shooting well from the outside. They're hitting well from the inside. But from three-point range, they're 0-for-4. Here's a three for Mid-America. Way short. Rebound off the floor. Pulled down by Gross. Hattie dumps it over to the left side. Dieters looking into the middle. Nothing. Now we'll get it back. Stork will back in. Change directions. Goes up. Shot blocked out of our hands. We're going to get a foul called on Mid-America on Mackenzie Manthe. So Manthe picking up her first foul. It'll be team foul 5. Manthe coming out of the game, and Cameron Green is going to check back in. Coming to the line for Benedictine, going to be Kelly Stork. Kelly has not shot a free throw yet this year. And her first one? No. One more free throw coming up for Stork. And there it is. We are tied at 12. 2:45 to play, opening quarter. These two teams we mentioned in the onset of the ball game, long history of very competitive games. Games with a lot at stake typically. Here's a turnaround shot off the window and good. That was a pretty shot. And Cameron Green will have her first bucket of the game. 14-12. Ravens down by 2. The beat goes across. Stork's baseline shot. Way too soft. Freshman missed it, but is able to hustle it up and get her own rebound. Comes back out on top. BC working with a reset shot clock. Here's Mosier. Comes it down to the right side. Kane. Hattie back out on top to Hattie. Travels into the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. Picked up by Mid-America. Pioneers coming out of the court with numbers. They're going to dump it into the corner. Little head fake. Drive in. Go up. Miss a shot. Rebound. Ravens. Travel by one official. The other official said juggling the basketball. And I'm guessing they're going to go with the travel here probably, right? Yeah. It is a travel going to be the call. Ravens are going to get the back. Benedictine going to take Moser out of the game. Back in will come Riley Brueggemann. So it'll be Brueggemann, Dieters, Gross, Stork, and Kane. Lady Raven 5. Down to 1:42 to go in the opening quarter. Not particularly high-scoring affair. The shooting percentages have really fallen off. Now the Ravens coming up with the steal. Brueggemann is going to take this thing coast to coast. Goes in, gets a lot of contact. No foul called. Rebound pulled down. Mid-America outlet pass all alone on the other end of the floor. And the easy layup for Cameron Green. 16-12 Mid-America. Benedictine's shooting percentage continues to just drop, drop, drop. Lady Ravens have missed hit one of the last 8 shots and are 0 for the last 5. Here's a shot on the right side, 0 for 6. And one of their last 9. Lady Ravens have not scored in 4.5 minutes. We're down to 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. So the quick Benedictine start has kind of fizzled out. Pioneers in the lane and a Raven foul. The whistle's going to be on Kelly Stewart. It'll be her first Benedictine team foul 3. Kelly coming out of the ball game for the Lady Ravens, and Jaylee Christian will come in. JD, the 6'4" freshman from Stillwater, Oklahoma. 45 seconds accounted to go in quarter number one. Mid-America with the basketball, leading it by four. Dished over to the left side. It's going to be Carlson. Now here's Worth. Has the ball batted out of her hands and stolen. Cedars coming up with the basketball. She'll run all the way down the floor. Stop on the right elbow. Feeds into the lane. Driving in. Off the screen. Running shot. Good. I'll tell you what. That was a nice shot. But it was set up for Addie Kane by a great screen inside that gave her access to the rim. It's 16-16. Final shot of the opening quarter will belong to Mid-America. 10 seconds left. Seven. Here's a three-point shot. Air ball. And Benedictine is going to have 4 seconds to go the length of the court and to get a shot away. But it's been what we thought it would be. Very close. Very hotly contested. We're having all of that. BC pass knocked away and stolen. Shot at the buzzer. No. And the Ravens really lucky that Mid-America did not hit that buzzer beater three. Great opening quarter. Second quarter on the way. We'll be back after one in Atchison, Kansas. It is Mid-America 16, Benedictine 14.
93.7 FM. We are at Alps for a little while longer. We're going to be right up here until 6 o'clock this evening. Hanging out, giving you that chance to get registered for the Candy Cane Cash, giving it away on the morning of December 18th with 93.7. But, you know, right now we're hanging out in Alps, and we're talking about the special with the T-Bones. T-Bone steaks, $10.99 a pound. That is a deal. And the other thing is, I'm sitting here, I'm watching Michelle work. And, you know, here it is, after 5 o'clock, she's still here. She's still helping people with their questions. And that's the kind of personal service that you find when you choose Alps here in downtown Atchison. And they're going to be open on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, open Thanksgiving, 8 to 1. So if you're like me and Brian, you always forget stuff or you just burn something that,
oh, sure.
You know. And I don't
it happens, or you spill it in the sink, man. I've done that before.
You want to hear something really embarrassing?
Tell me.
I have burnt before Easy Mac.
Of course you have.
I forgot to add water.
Oh, that happens. All of a sudden it's all scores.
You know, if you can burn Easy Mac, you know, Thanksgiving dinner is pretty easy to mess up if you think about it. But guess what? Alps is here to save the day. They're open 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
So if you've got, like, your family, your significant other's family coming over to, have dinner with you, and you've screwed it up, and you're like, oh, no, now I can't impress them. Guess what? Alps to save the day. All you've got to do is get here on Thanksgiving Day from 8 until 1, and they'll take care of all your needs of whatever you screwed up or forgot. But you know what? Even when it's not the holidays, of course, I always choose Alps here, 404 Commercial in downtown Atchison, as my choice, because it's such a wide variety. You can get everything grocery-wise right here, along with some other knickknacks and such. Don't forget, too, I haven't really even talked that much about that. They've got the hot food bar during the days, too. I know the only day they don't do that is Thursday and Sunday. But every day you can come on in here and get, like, smoked food just hot and fresh right off the grill. They've got it all going on. The place to be, the place to always choose is Alps, your always low-price store in downtown Atchison. Getting you signed up for Candy Cane Cash. We want to see you here. We're up right hanging out until 6 o'clock right here. Stuffing your stocking for the holidays with 93.7 FM.
Hey, welcome back to the Nola Gymnasium, where we're just underway in the second quarter. Mid-America putting up a three, and it's another one. Back-to-back threes by Mary Lukert has given the Pioneers a massive 22-14 lead at 8:50 to go in the opening half. Welcome back, everybody. Lady Ravens continue to struggle to put points on the board. Ravens playing off the screen. Here's a top-of-the-key shot up, no good. Rebound is going to be off the floor by Dieters. So save it in the corner. Kick it over to the wing. Another three launch and another three missed for Benedictine. So for the Lady Ravens, perimeter shooting has been a real, real issue for Mid-America. That is what's given them the lead. 8.5 to go in the opening half. 22-14, Mid-America in front, and they are in control of the basketball. Benedictine is 0-for-6 from outside. Mid-America is 4-of-9. And on the upcourt play, a turnover, Ravens are going to get it back. Right now, BC is hitting 33% of their shots, 6 of 18, including that 0 for 6. Mid-America is 8 of 17, 47% from the floor, and 44% from 3. And here come the Lady Ravens. Brueggemann, Dieters, Christian, Bauman, and Kane are the Raven 5. Here's an entry pass down to the baseline, way too far underneath the rim, and as the shot goes up, Stanley Worth should have just kind of given it up, but did not, and in the process picked up her second foul of the game. So Stanley will exit the floor, and in for her is going to be Grayson Gentile, 6'2" freshman out of Columbus, Missouri. Gentile has seen little playing time in a few games and averages just a little over a point a game. The first free throw, up and good. Addie Kane leads Benedictine in scoring. She's got 5. Second free throw, no good. 22-15. Mid-America with the ball, with the lead. 8 minutes to go and a half. Driving in, shot is up, no good. Rebound coming off the floor. Here comes Dieters. Owen bringing it down. Bounce pass right side. Baseline 3. Up, and there's the Ravens on the board. Michaela Bauman. Benedictine hits its first 3 after missing the first 6 efforts. And here's a lob across with numbers. Easy layup on the other end is going to be up and good. Cameron Green for Mid-America. 24-18 Pioneers. 3 for BC, missing. Long rebound. Brueggemann's going to save it deep in the corner. They've got a trap down there. She gets it away to Bauman. Michaela swings it back and forth. Gets it back over to Brueggemann. Starts across the baseline. Feeds it over to the edge for the long 2-point shot. Is up, in and out, no good. Rebound, clear down, Mid-America. 7 minutes to go in the opening half. 24-18. Pioneers out front. Mid-America's going to bring it down, skip it over to the right elbow, driving it down, backing her way in. It's going to be Cranmer. Now the shot from the top, 4-3, no good. Dieters with the rebound. BC bringing it up the floor. Mid-America quickly down court. Dieters goes in and up and travels with it. No. They're going to call it for an offensive foul. So Dieters picks up the foul. It'll be her first. So team fouls, one apiece. Rapidly moving second quarter, 6:40 to go. Mid-America, fourth court, baseline right, up and in. Right now, Mid-America is just doing a great job of moving the ball and hustling it up and down the court. That's going to be the first bucket for Grayson Gentile and Benedictine. Finds itself trailing now, 26-18. The shot from underneath, Brueggemann for a couple. 26-20. BC hanging tough. Red America shooting some pretty phenomenal numbers. The question is, can they keep up this kind of shooting? Here's a drive into the middle and a travel call. That was really, really good defense for the Lady Ravens, and give a lot of credit in there to Kayla Fitzgerald, the 5'10 senior from Australia. Tell you what these two teams have. Remarkable bench depth. Ball's going to be batted away in the middle. BC out on top. Trying to drive in. Stripped away. Save of the Ravens. Out on top. Brueggemann. 7 on the shot clock. Brueggemann, little seesaw dribble. Fades away, top of the key, shot, air ball. So the Lady Ravens lose it out of bounds as it hops into the pit area. 5.5 to go, first half. And Mid-America will walk it up the floor. Shoulder-high dribble. Carlson will kick it over to the right side. In the lane, on the floor, the left-hand shot. That was easy. Matter of fact, a little too easy as Cameron Green showed that she's got a lot of speed, and Kelly Stork could not keep up with her. 5 minutes to go. First half. Ravens, right side, 3. Nope. Rebound, Mid-America. Pioneers are going to raise it the other way. They'll spin through the defenders, throw it into the corner. The uncontested three. It's good. The movement of the basketball has been superb. It's going to be a three-pointer for Cranmer. Mid-America goes up double digits. It is 31-20. 4.5 to go in the first half. Right now the Pioneers are shooting a little too well and are just a little too quick. Benedictine goes to the left side of the lane. On the floor one time. And trying to back in. Again, Kelly Stork is going to turn it over with a travel. And Kelly adjusting to the speed of the college game. And right now it's a little faster. We're going to take a break. Time out of the court. 4 minutes and 20 to go. We're in the opening half. It's Mid-America 31, Lady Ravens 20.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
What a wonderful afternoon into the evening we have had at Alps, your always low-price store right here in downtown Atchison. 404 commercial, you know where it's at, easy to find. You know, I always feel like I'm preaching to the choir, Brent, when I talk about how great Alps is, because the regulars know that. But for those of you who haven't been here before, who have only, like, maybe driven by, you need to get here. For the rest of you, right now, you know how these values work. You know, we were talking earlier about the big meat sale special, 5 for $25, but also T-bone steaks, $10.99 a pound.
$10.99 a pound, that's unreal.
Yeah,
and, you know, it speaks volumes when, you know, me and you can say, you know, come down to Alps, and most of the viewing area doesn't need an address.
Exactly.
They just know exactly where it's at.
You know where Alps is. You do your shopping here, and you know all about the great things they have. Or do you? I love to just spend a little bit of extra time sometimes, if I have a few minutes, and just look at some of the items I don't normally look at. You know, some of the brands that I haven't heard of. You try those, and it's like, wow, I just found a new treasure that I won't find anywhere else except at Alps. And the thing is, they really, really do go out of their way to make sure you, the customer, are treated correctly, just like, well, every day except for Sunday and Thursday, they have that hot food bar. Come in, get that smoked meat at great prices. And speaking of smoking meat, getting that turkey going, oh no, there was a problem in the kitchen. It's Thanksgiving Day. What do you do?
Well, guess what, Brian?
What?
From 8 a.m. to 1, you can come here. Alps is open Thanksgiving Day. Fix all your Thanksgiving disasters. That everyone has a Thanksgiving disaster that happens in the kitchen. If it's not, you know, like cutting your finger on a potato and then getting like your little finger skin in the potatoes. That's not happened to me.
Oh, no, never. Really.
But, you know, and then there's the burning the macaroni and cheese.
Oh, which you have done.
Well, you got the water. I have done that. Or there's, this did not happen to me. It happened to someone I knew. Pulled the turkey out of the oven. And the pan bent, and the turkey fell on the floor.
Oh, I've had something similar like that happen in my family when I was a kid. The other thing is,
pick it up.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah. But you know what? You don't have to do that. You just come to Alps and get, well, whatever you need on Thanksgiving Day, 8 until 1. But we're putting the wraps on things. We're here right up until 6, so maybe a few more minutes left. But if you don't see us today and you didn't get a chance to get registered, or even if you did, come and see us again on Saturday morning. We're going to be at the new Pia Friend Realty location right there on Main Street. So you'll come and find us 10 to noon on Saturday and get signed up there. But right now, keep Alps in mind. Even if we're wrapping things up, they're still open well into the evening. As you can come on in here and go ahead and get all those grocery needs. Get them early. Next week is Thanksgiving week.
And then Friday, we got turkey bowling.
That's right.
Also presented by Alps.
By Alps. That's right. Don't forget to get the turkey from Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
Got to remind you.
I'm
going to
go do that.
I think you should go do that right now. All right, yeah. Alps, a longtime friend and partner of 93.7 FM, helping us out in conjunction with the Candy Cane Cash. We've had a blast today at Alps with 93.7 FM.
To the Ralph Dollar Gymnasium. Let me kind of get you up to speed. We're now at 2 minutes and 6 to go in the opening quarter. Or opening half, excuse me, opening half. And Mid-America leads at Benedictine 36-23. Lady Ravens, little shot from the lane. It's going to be a left-handed shot. It's going to be up and good for Addie Kane. She's got 7, leads the Ravens scoring. So it's 36-25. Minute 40 to go in the opening half. This game's moved along at a very brisk pace. Pioneers with the ball, top side. They leave her all alone, wide open, three-point shot off the rim a couple of times. Would not fall for Worth. And Zaley continues to look for her first field goal of the game, has 2 points at the free throw line. Benedictine down the left side, into the lane, underhand shot. It's up and good. The bucket. Count, and it's going to be a plus one. Come to the line for the Lady Ravens, it'll be Hattie Gross. So for Hattie, her first couple of points. Free throw, got it. ...36-28. So Benedictine has cut the lead in half, and we've got a minute 10 to go in the half. Here's a three, in and out, no. Rebound, Benedictine. Ravens are going to fly it up the court, kicking it down the right side. The lob on top. Here's a big three from the top. Well off the mark. And getting her own rebound. But the basketball is going to be Jaylee Christian. Feeds over to the left side. Pass comes off on top. Dieters has it. Back over to the right side to Kane. Has her shot blocked again. Mid-America, cross-court, pass over to the right side. Carlson into the forecourt, goes over to Worth. She'll start down the left side of the lane, backs up, goes down the right side of the lane, goes in, up, scores it, plus one. And again, too fast, got inside the defense, and lays it up and in, plus one. The bucket for Zaley Worth. The foul for Benedictine by Owen Dieters. It'll be her second. The free throw, yeah. And Worth will complete the three-point play and check out of the game. Coming into the lineup for the first time today for Mid-America is going to be, or no, it's going to be Mackenzie Manthey. She's back in. Just put something in and pull her hair back a little bit different. 25, 24, 23 seconds left in the half. Benedictine with the basketball. Shot clock, game clock separated by 1 second. Dieters has it over to the right side. Little one-hand bounce pass, and for some reason, Stork decides to put it on the floor, slows her down. The defender had plenty of time to get there, rejects the shot. Up with it comes Mid-America with four. Mid-America into the lane. Nobody gets in front of her and misses a fun contested layup. And a break for Benedictine at the buzzer. We'll be back to summarize the opening half. These teams are headed off the floor. Mid-America 39, Benedictine 28.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's. John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
They will be front and center for our second game this evening, coming up at about 7:30. Right now, though, let's talk about the first half of this ladies' game. Mid-America has forged a 39-28 lead. They have led by as many as 16 in the first half. For Mid-America, no player yet in double digits, but three players have 8 points each.
Thank you. So for Mid-America, Mary Lucas, Aubrey Rogers, Cameron Green, each with eight. Five in the first set for Zaylee Worth and five for Kiana Cranimer. A three-point shot for Grace Carlson and two for Grayson Gentile. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, leading the way scoring. Coming off the bench, Addie Kane had a good first half. Addie, 7 points. Following her, it's four apiece. Riley Brueggemann and Kelly Stork. Three each. Michaela Bauman and Hattie Gross and Lily Martin. Two in the first half for both Owen Dieters and Nicole Stork. For the Lady Ravens, a couple of players with two fouls. Dieters and Nicole Stork each have two. For Mid-America, Sandy Worth with two fouls for their team. Long and short, Mid-America is shooting extremely well, it feels like, from the outside. Let's look at the numbers. Pioneers hitting 50% of their shots to Benedictine 34. From the floor, Mid-America 15 of 30, and Ravens 11 of 32. From outside, BC is 2 of 12, 17%. Mid-America 6 of 14, hitting 43% of their outside shots, and at the free throw line, Lady Ravens hitting half, 4 of 8. Mid-America perfect, 3 of 3. Looking at rebounds, let's see here. Total rebounds, Mid-America with a 21-17 advantage. Mid-America, 3-0 lead with second chance points. Lady Ravens have had a superior bench. We talked about that, though, in the pregame, that Benedictine uses a lot more players than Mid-America typically does. Ravens have scored more from the bench to the tune of 13-7. And Benedictine is out and scored Mid-America in the paint, 18-12. Pioneers, 12 assists. Lady Ravens have 9. So when you look at all of those things, here's the thing. BC, down 11, but again, down 16 earlier. They cut it to 8 pretty quickly. But for them to be effective, they're going to have to maybe stop some of those fast breaks. They're going to have to speed up. And they're going to have to hit some of those perimeter shots. That has been the real problem for this team. That said, again, the guys' teams are out of the court. We'll be talking about them and bringing you their game. It is a 7:30 slated tip-off. Right now, though, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Second half of the ladies' game coming up next. But right now, with that halftime score here in the Nolan, Mid-America 39, Benedictine 28. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the K-Radio Sports Studio. You know he's got you halftime.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Hundley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening. I'm happy that you joined us. We've got a lot on tap this week. Of course, tomorrow night we'll have a sports look where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then on Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as they will be on the road taking on Culver Stockton. Tune in at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. or so. Then, of course, we will have on the MSC Radio Network on the KNZA and K and our 101.1 Sunny FM. We will have Kansas City Chiefs football coming up on Sunday as the Chiefs will be taking on the Colts. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference as I have them.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Taking a look again at the schedule at 11 a.m. on KMZA and KLZA, that would be 92.1 FM and 101.1 FM, respectively, we will be having Kansas City Chiefs football as the Indianapolis Colts are coming to town. Kickoff is at high noon, but again, tune in right around 11 a.m. Sunday morning for that game. Taking a look around the area at the scores, we've got Culver Stockton leading Missouri Baptist in the women's game, 39-35. It is William Woods ahead of Missouri Valley at the half, 29-27. Clark is trailing Grandview now. At the half, it is Clark 34, Grandview 38. In the Baker Park game, Baker's on top, 33-29. And the William Penn Central Methodist game, it's Central Methodist 40, William Penn 32. Mount Mercy is trailing St. Ambrose by 5 points. St. Ambrose is sitting at 27 points to Mount Mercy's 22. And at the half, it's Peru State 42 to Graceland's 33. In this game, we've got Mid-America Nazarene leading the Lady Ravens 39-28. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the pumps has you covered. The pumps offers E10 87, premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance for showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 43. Winds out of the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. 63 tomorrow. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Rain showers likely, 47. Temperatures a bit above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the mid-50s to the upper 50s. Showers likely Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It currently is 50 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison. It feels like 48 out there with the winds out of the east at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity 75%. The dew point 42 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure holding steady right now at 30.10 inches of mercury. We'll be back to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic.
Hey, Tom.
Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back to the Dolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, getting set to go to the second half. Lady Raven basketball with the visitors from Olathe, Mid-America, on the front 39-28. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the studio. And doing a peachy good job of handling halftime, Joseph. Thank you. Tom Kautz with your courtside. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one with an anticipated 7:30 tip-off. And the first half is any indication at all. We should have no problem getting that one off on time. So we will go to the second half and see what kind of adjustments that we've gotten from either of these teams. Ravens are going to have Brueggemann, Dieters, Bauman, Stork, and Stork, the original starting five out there, as well. Mid-America, their starting five of Worth, Luca, Rogers, Carlson, and Green. Lady Ravens with a basketball to begin the second half. We're underway. Brueggemann is going to take it up topside. Looks over to the left. Dieters. Now to Stork. Gets doubled up. No room. Outside to Kelly Stork. Hey, Kelly Stork for three. Gives her 7 points. 39-31, right out of the gate to begin the second half. Lady Ravens back to get to within eight. Down the left side of the lane, changing directions, falling away. Shot is up, no good. Nicole Stork coming out with a rebound. Brueggemann up the floor. Goes to the free throw line, drives down to the baseline right. Gets double teamed, steps back, fades away, shoots up, no good. Rebound underneath Stork. Brueggemann nearly had a look at the floor, making certain she didn't backpedal onto the sideline. Now Kelly Stork tries to dribble in the lane. You can't do that. Defender reaches in, bats it away. Mid-America is going to come up with a steal. 8:50 to go in the third quarter.
Pioneers with a basketball, looking for their first second half point. Now working out on top, Carlson. Back over to the left to Cameron Green. She heads to the right side in front of the Mid-America bench. Back out on top, it's going to come to Worth. Daly in the lane, drops it over, goes in, goes up, gets it in. Worth with seven. 41-31, Mid-America by 10. The Ravens having trouble getting it in against the full court pressure. They will get it into Bergman, and I don't know, maybe some football guys rolling in here. Out on top, here's a three, won't go for Dieters. Ravens are going to get it rebounded back down. Good work by Michaela. Back door they go, Bergman for two. Dieters the assist, Bergman. That is only, 6 points for Riley Brueggemann, who leads at Benedictine in scoring on the season. Coming into the game, averaging 21 a game. They've really taken her out of it. 41-33. Pioneers have run the shot clock now down to 10. They can afford to be very patient with a double-digit lead. And coming down the right side, Kelly Stork with another foul. First foul of the third quarter by either club, or rather by Benedictine, rather. And Pioneers, 20 back on the shot clock, and they'll bring it back in. They put that foul, if you're in the gym watching the game, they put that foul up on the wrong side. It is a Benedictine foul, not a Mid-American foul. Here's a shot, crossing over, no good, and Kelly, or Nicole Stork with another foul. So that'll be her third, and I would assume that will get her out of the game, and there she comes. She's had limited moments out of the floor. Just fouls have really been a problem, and again, it's the Mid-America speed that's causing problems. Pioneers at the line with Zaley Worth. 3 of 3, now 4 of 4 at the free throw line, picking up her 8th point right there. It'll push the Mid-America lead to 42-33. 7:27 to go, third quarter. She'll hit them both. And again, it is a 10-point ball game. Brueggemann up the court. Lady Ravens going from right to left across your dial here in the second half. Over to the right side is going to be Owen Dieter. BC will weave down the lane. Stop the shot. Blocked out of the hand of Brueggemann. Gets the rebound back. A defender jumps in to steal it. And in doing that, Zaley Worth will pick up her third foul. 7 minutes to go. Third quarter. Lady Ravens are going to bring it in. It's the give and go down the left side. Dieter shot. Nope. Rebound Mid-America. Pioneers up court pass, and they're going to say Mid-America steps on the sideline. So Lady Ravens are going to get it back. Second half has not been as played as well, as cleanly as the first half was, as maybe some of that early game adrenaline has subsided. And these two teams are kind of beginning to settle into the game a little bit. But with that said, Mid-America and a 10-point lead, they're going to be in a good spot. Here's a feed underneath, the shove in the back. The shot up and good anyway. Nicely done by Addie Kane. And she will come to the free throw line with an opportunity at her 10th point of the game. So the Pioneers give up the bucket. Mid-America will pick up the foul. It's going to be on Grayson Gentile. The free throw is up. It is no good. 43-35. Mid-America at 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Pioneers keeping it above the three-point range. Just working around. Now they'll square up for a long shot. No good. Rebound taken away. Mid-America coming up with the offensive board. They'll cut back down the right side. This one is going to be kind of thrown wildly. Hoping to draw a foul. It didn't happen. Ravens back up court with the Dieters down the right side. Stops at the 28-foot mark. He's inside. Left-handed layup. Up and good again. Back-to-back nice scores for Addie Kane. 43-37, Mid-America. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Little feed to the baseline left, and we're going to have Brueggemann reaching in, and they're going to call her for a foul. It is her first and Benedictine's third here in the third quarter. Bauman is out. Brueggemann comes out. Benedictine's going to bring Diana Moser back into the game, and also coming in is going to be Hattie Gross. With less than six to go in the third quarter, Pioneers have the basketball and a 43-37 lead. Here's a long three. Rims out, no good. We're going to go down, Hattie. She gets it away to Dieters. Ravens up the court. Well, Benedictine's done a good job of battling back. Down the right side, twisting, turning, left-hand shot, rolls off, no good. Rebound. Mid-America travels with the basketball, no whistle. Coming down with the ball and then jumping and skipping with her plant foot, but no turnover called. Mid-America back up with it. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. BC has cut a 16-point differential down to six. And now we'll have a Raven foul off the basketball, and it's going to be called on Kelly Stork. And she's coming out of the game with her third foul. So Kelly Stork, Nicole Stork, each with three personal fouls. Benedictine is going to come back in with Jaylee Christian. And on the inbound, a Benedictine foul by Addie Kane. Football boys don't like it. You can hear them making a little racket over there. They have filled up two full sections in the stands here tonight. At the line for Mid-America, going to be Grayson Gentile. She has 2 points this evening. Gentile at the free throw line tonight is 0, or this year is 0 for 2 and now 0 for 3. In the third quarter, Mid-America just hasn't scored. They have, 4 points, all by Zaylee Worth. Almost 5 minutes in, 4 second-half points. Second free throw is going to be good. 44-37, Mid-America. We're approaching the midpoint here of quarter three. Ravens will work it off on top. Christian, Jaylee, topside Hattie, goes back over to Dieter. Owen, can't shake her defender, backs away, goes three, drains it! Dieter from outside! 44-40, Benedictine. Down 16 a little while ago, is now back to within three. We are getting set for a media break, Joseph, for the next dead ball, just giving you the heads up. They work the outside, the Lady Pioneers do. Get it down to the block. Back in, twist, turn, lean, shoot, missed it. Offensive rebound, no. Taken away by the Ravens. Here comes Dieter. Here comes Benedictine. Owen slides left, down the lane, takes the screen, hit in the face, goes to the floor, draws a foul. That's called taking it for the team. Aubrey Rogers, second foul, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, with 4:20 to go in the third quarter in Atchison. Mid-America, Lady Pioneers 44, Benedictine 40.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
On the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. College basketball this evening. The guys' game coming up here on Kent Radio, 7:30. We're going to expect to get that one underway after the ladies' game, which has 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. 4:20 to go in the third. Ravens are going to have the ball in play. They trail Mid-America by four. They have come back from what was at one point a 16-point deficit. Here's the back door. Here's a shot. Missed. Rebound tipped around. Pioneer's going to sweep it away. Rogers coming up with a rebound. Benedictine missing a golden opportunity with a layup underneath that was just a little too strong. 4 minutes left in the third. Pioneers with a basketball up top side. Thanks, Ben. Feed into the lane. The ball's going to be batted away. And reaching in and reaching across and picking up a foul is going to be Addie Kane. It'll be her second. But for Benedictine, it'll be team foul five here in the quarter, putting Mid-America on the line. Coming to the stripe for the Pioneers is going to be Cameron Green. Cameron looking for her 10th point of the game. She's a 77% shooter this year at the line, 10-13. Good free throw shooter, but we'll miss that one. Tell you what, we have really gotten an excellent basketball atmosphere in the gym. As it is filled up, listen to the noise. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Ravens. Here comes Benedictine Mosier, races into the forecourt, but with no teammates with her, she's going to slow it down and bring it out on top. Owen Dieters with the ball. Has it up on top. Goes into the lane. Skip pass through a lot of traffic. Is on the floor, rolling around. No travel called. And that was just a poor decision on trying to bounce pass across the lane where there were a lot of people, a lot of feet and legs in the middle. Mid-America come back up court with it, leading it still by four. No one has put anything on the board for a while yet. Pass inside, batted away. Raymond's coming up with a steal. Here comes Moser. Quickly down the right side. Stops, looks, skips it over to the side. In the paint, shot, no. Follow shot, got it. Aggressive basketball by Addie Kane, and she's got Benedictine within two. It's 44-42 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Addie Kane has been a difference maker in this game for the Lady Ravens. Pioneers with a basketball up top side. It's going to be Green. Taking the long two. She will take the long two and knock it down. Cameron Green hits the bucket, and we're going to get a timeout with Coach Lewis. Let's do it. We're taking a break with 2:44 to go in the third. Lady Pioneers 46, Benedictine 42.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Lady Ravens have improved their shooting numbers, but they are still less, I will assure you, than Coach Folsom would like to see. Is Benedictine is hitting 25% of its three-point shots, 4 of 16. They are hitting 44% of their free throws, 4 of 9 at the free throw line. Rebounds are tied at 26-26. And for Benedictine, having come in off the bench, it's been a very good game for the Lady Ravens. Addie Kane, we got her now at 13 points. Here we go, coming out of the timeout. Lady Ravens up the floor with it, and Owen Dieters into the forecourt. Ravens with the basketball, Mid-America with the lead, up four. Pass comes way out on top. Pulled down by Hattie, 12-footer way short, but the putback, it's going to be up and in. Benedictine pushes it straight back up, put it in as Jaylee Christian for her first points, and it's a two-point game, 46-44. 2:15 to go in the third. NBA three, way off the mark. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Dieters hustles after the basketball, and BC's back up the floor. The lob, into the lane, right side, shot up, blocked away, no foul called. But they're going to say it didn't go out of bounds off Mid-America. 2 minutes left, third quarter. You can see this one that could have gotten away at halftime. Benedictine has done a really nice job of battling back, and this is going to come down to the wire. Hattie Gross, jump shot on his way, nails it. We're tied. Hattie Gross with five, and it's 46-46. And a minute 50 to go with third quarter. Lady Ravens down 16 in the second quarter. Back over to the right side, Pioneers fading away. The shot is up, off the window, rolls around and goes down. Cameron Green hits the bucket. She's got a dozen. 48-46, Mid-America. Down to a minute and a half to go in the third. Mosier starts at the top, goes back to the left, pulls up her dribble, and travels with the basketball. Just trying to go faster than she's able to control the basketball and do that. BC is going to rotate out, get a Christian, and rotate back into the game, Kelly Stork. Kelly coming in with three fouls and 7 points. Minute 15 to play in the third. Mid-America backs away and travels and gets an offensive foul with an illegal screen set by Cameron Green. Green held the ball up top of the key. Waited for her point guard to come around. She hands it to her, and then when she doesn't, she kind of backs in and just pushes through, kind of bulldozers her way to clear out. And the Ravens are going to get it back. 1 minute to go in the third. Ravens chip it down to the block. Going in, going up, drawing the foul. Nicely done by Addie Kane, and she's coming to the free throw line. And the foul is going to be a third one by Cameron Green. Cameron Green is Mid-America's leading scorer so far with a dozen. Free throw? Nope. And Lady Ravens continue to shoot abysmally at the line. Addie is 1 of 4 at the free throw line. And 2 of 5. It is a 1 point game, 48-47. We are inside a minute to go here in the third quarter. Pioneers will bring it up the floor. Ravens a little choke and pressure until the ball gets into the forecourt. With the ball upstairs, down to the right. They're running three, way short. Rebound, Ravens. Benedictine coming up the floor. Out on top with it. They work the perimeter. Back again over to the left side to Hattie. Hosier still in the game on top. Half a minute to go. 17 on the shot clock. Third quarter. Back right side. The kick to the top. All alone. The three. Boom! Ravens take a lead. 3-point shot by Kelly Stork. 50-48. We're in the last 10 seconds, all alone, driving down and laying it in. It's going to be Grace Carlson. And the Ravens' half-court shot is off. We are going to the fourth quarter in a tie ball game. This is going to be a great finish. Stay with us for it. After three in Atchison, Benedictine, Mid-America Women's College Basketball tied at 50.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
At halftime, three players had 8. Out of those 3, 2 of them still have 8. But Cameron Green now leads her team in scoring with a dozen. Lukert and Rogers, 8 apiece. You've got Zaylee Worth at 9. Cameron Green, Kayana Brandberg, 8-5 at 3 for Grayson Gentile. For Benedictine, tremendous third quarter for Addie Kane. She leads all scorers now with 14. Double digits also for Kelly Stork with 10. Half a dozen, Riley Brueggemann, 5 in the first half. Owen Dieters and Ravens drop back on defense. It'll be Mid-America ball to begin the fourth quarter. It's a 50-50 ball game. Here we go. Pioneers will swing it over to the right side. Square up from 17. Missed a shot. Rebound. Hattie Gross goes to Brueggemann. Outlet down to 4. Right side, underneath, all alone, up and in. Kelly Stork with a dozen. 52-50, Benedictine up 2. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Here's a 3 by Mid-America, way short. Rebound, fought for, chased into the corner. Ravens are going to steal it away. But Mid-America, quickly. That was a brilliant move and a good coaching move by John Lewis. His player was in trouble. He called a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break a half a minute into the fourth quarter. Benedictine's Lady Ravens 52, Mid-America 50.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway. Eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
To go in the ball game. 52-50. Benedictine in front. With 2:45 to go in the third quarter, the Lady Ravens trailed up by 16. That has been some kind of a fantastic comeback. And now, into the game for the first time in kind of a while, Nicole Stork. She returns with those 3 personal fouls. She has 2 points. She scored them very early in the game. And Erica putting the ball back in play. We'll feed it to the free throw line. Little give and go down the lane. Twisting, turning, backing, shooting, missing, rebound, Ravens. Here comes BC. Dieters taking it down the right side. 9 minutes left in the game. Benedictine crosses over underneath the ring. Ball going to be stopped out of bounds. And BC will have it inbound from the corner down to the end of their bench. Gross, Brueggemann, Dieters, Stork, and Stork are the Benedictine 5. Inbound it comes, Nicole to Brueggemann. Brueggemann will dribble it up between the circles as the shot clock gets to 9. Over to the right side. Feed to the corner. Pass in the middle. The dish to the edge. The desperation shot at the buzzer. It's out the window! How did it ever go in? What a crazy shot by Owen Dieters as she throws her arms in the air. She never thought it was going to go. The shot clock was out. She just had to launch it and hit the window from deep in the corner and went in. Here's a long 2. Air ball short. Lady Ravens with a rebound. 55-50. Lady Ravens in front with 8:20 to go. Now Benedictine going to get deliberate with the basketball. Left side is Hattie Gross. She accelerates. Kicks it across the lane. Going up with a shot with Kelly. She got fouled. That was nice movement of the basketball by Hattie Gross as she drove to the baseline left. Kind of a little sideways bounce pass, skip pass behind the goal across the lane. As it gets to the hands of Kelly Stork, she goes up and a defender says not that easy. Comes in, commits the foul. Kelly Stork coming to the line. Free throw, rolls around and it goes in. 13 points down for Kelly. 56-50, Benedictine. 8:13 left. That's a long way to go. Second one's perfect. 70, Benedictine goes up 7. They have outscored Mid-America, 7-0, since these two teams were tied at 50. The feet across. Into the corner. The baseline 3, way short. Ravens rebounded down. Stork coming up with it. Listen to the Raven crowd. Outlet, Stork, running shot. No, she missed the driving layup. Nicole Stork got going too fast, couldn't control the body, misses the layup on the fast break, and Mid-America gets a break with that. 7:50 to play. Mid-America coming up the court, Carlson. BC's player defense has been very good. Hook it over to the right side. It's going to be Green. Swings it off on top. Rogers. Aubrey, side of the free throw line, no. Top side, Green. Feet to the block. Drive it across. Going in. It's up. It's out on the floor. Oh! Is she getting a continuation? They're going to give it to her. Wow. That foul happened well before the shot. So the bucket by Zaylee Wirth and a free throw. And that is the fourth foul on Nicole Stork. Nicole has had some pretty limited playing time tonight. Only 10 minutes in the game. This free throw is good. That is a big call. 57-53. Benedictine in front, 7:20 to play. Riley Brueggemann. Riley with only 6 points, leads the team with 20. She'll go coast to coast. Nobody jumped in front of her. She lays it up and in, Brueggemann. 59-53. BC wasted no time getting those points on the board. And I don't think they're in any big hurry. You would think they'd be willing to let a little time get away, but that open shot presented itself, and Brueggemann took advantage of it. Here's a crossover up and under and in. I'm going to tell you what, Sandy Worth is really good. That's her 14th point. It's 59-55. And the BC cross-court pass going to be a little too tall. It gets away, gets out of bounds. And it's going to be a timeout taken by Benedictine before the ball comes back in. Timeout on the court. 6:40 is ready to go in the ladies' game. It's a good one. Benedictine 59, Mid-America 55.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
A tremendous crowd on hand tonight here in the NOLA Gymnasium for Heart of America Athletic Conference College Basketball. Mid-America out of Olathe, Kansas at Benedictine in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. 6:43 to go in the ladies' game. It is a 59-55 Benedictine advantage. BC has come from trailing by 16 in the second quarter to take a lead and now hanging on to the four-point advantage. Welcome to college basketball, everybody, here on K-Radio. Pioneers with the ball in the forecourt. Left side, it'll go to Lukert. She's been very quiet in the second half. Here's a driving shot, missing, rebound, slapped around, tipped around on the floor. We get a whistle. We're going to get a foul on Benedictine. We are. And as quickly as she comes into the ball game, Addie Kane will collect her third foul. Pioneers will get 20 back on the shot clock and put it in bounds at their baseline. It'll come in. The three goes up. The three goes in. Mid-America's Grace Carlson connecting on her second three of the game, 59-58. 6:15 left. This one's coming down to the wire. BC has Dieters out on top, Brueggemann. Brueggemann goes three. In and out, no. Rebound, Mid-America. Carlson with the board. Outlets it into the forecourt to Worth. Worth handles it on top. Zaley, a 6-foot sophomore, but she handles the ball like a guard. Dumps it right. Here's a three. Looking for the lead back, and they've got it. Grace Carlson, her third three. And Mid-America back in front at 61-59. 5:40 to go. Benedictine has not scored in some time. Ravens back on offense. The feed comes inside. There's a reach around foul. It's going to be on Kyla Green, or Cameron Green. It will be her fourth foul. Mid-America is on an 8-0 run. And they've hit four of their last five shots. All right, Owen Dieters is going to come out of the game. So will Hattie Gross, getting a little rest here. Kind of Mosier returns. Michaela Bauman is back in. Inbound it comes, and the inbound pass slapped away by Zaley Worth. I'm going to tell you, Zaley, here we are. It's November, okay? First team all-conference. I'm just going to make that little determination for you right now. Don't have to think about it anymore. She is that good. Benedictine with a basketball. 5:20 to go in the game. 13 on the shot clock. Brueggemann swings it off on top to Kane. To Brueggemann. Shot up. And she got fouled. John Lewis. Love to watch him as he works the officials. He's one of the best ever at doing that. Part of his thing. 5:08 to go, and Ravens come to the free throw line with Riley Brueggemann. Free throw? Yep. So Brueggemann put the first point on the board for Benedictine in some time. One more shot, and she could tie this thing up. And does not. Later, Ravens continue to struggle at the free throw line. They are 9 of 16. Pioneers to the basketball, leading it by one. Again, they feed it to Zaley Worth. She'll go in, twist, turn, miss the shot. Rebound, Lady Ravens. Outlet coming up. Michaela goes back. Brueggemann gets tripped. And they're going to call her for travel. So at the 28-foot mark across the way, Mid-America with a one-point lead will be putting the ball in play. 4:48 to go in the game. 61-60. Brueggemann, Mosier, Bauman, Stork, and Kane. That's Kelly Stork for Benedictine for Mid-America. Worth, Lukert, Rogers, Carlson, and Green. Pioneers back away. Pull up, go three, knocking it down. Grace Carlson. That is her third three in the fourth quarter. 64-60. And 4:20 remains. Mosier skips it down low. Ravens up and in. Mosier gets the assist. Kelly Stork, 15. 64-62. We're 4 minutes to go. Pioneers go back door, shot blocked, Brueggemann. Here comes Benedictine. Mosier will run it down the floor. Brueggemann, head fakes her defender, kicks it over to the left side. Stork, can she? Yes! 3-point shot, Kelly Stork. 65-64, Benedictine back up one. 3.5 minutes to play. Pioneers with it on the right side of the free throw line, extended toward the Mid-America bench. Back out on top, it's Worth. Zaley goes left, gets bumped, draws the foul. And now, slow to get back to her feet, is going to be Kelly Stork. She has seen some limited playing time in the early part of the season due to an injury, and now, how is she? Well, the Rams are going to take her out and see how she is. She's coming off the floor a little gingerly. back into the game for Benedictine. Owen Dieters also coming back in is going to be Nicole Stork. 3:25 to go. Pioneers, the ball knocked away. Here comes Brueggemann. She goes in. She goes up. Misses the shot. Follow shot. Knocking it down. BC goes up 67-64 with 3:10 to play. Crowd coming alive. Pioneers for the free throw line. Not going to take the shot. Back it in. Drive it in. Going in. Going up. Missed it. Ravensburg. And Dieters up the floor. 2:50 to go. BC with a basketball. A three-point lead. Nicole Stork, right side, Brueggemann. Out on top, Dieters. He'll cut right, goes in, off the glass, doesn't get it. Rebound, Ravens are going to save it. Great hustle by Kane. Boy, Addy got after that one. 2:20 to play. Shot clock at 8. Back out on top, it's going to be Addy. The shot, no, ball on the floor, rolling around, and we're going to get a shot clock violation. Yeah. So the shot clock violation against Benedictine will get Mid-America to basketball with 2 minutes and 16 to go in the game. 67-64. Lady Ravens in front. Again for Benedictine, Hattie Grosch, Riley Brueggemann, Owen Dieters. Also out there, Addie Kane, Nicole Stork. For Mid-America, Worth, Luca Rogers, Carlson Green. They've been out there a long time. Here's a drive right, the back in, the lean, the shot, the way, off the window, and good is Zaylee Worth with two more. 16 for Zaylee Worth. 67-66, Lady Ravens by one with a minute 50 to go. In the forecourt, over to the left side, it'll go with Owen Dieters. Back out on top, Brueggemann. Here's Hattie. Gross, cuts left to Dieters, shot clock at 8. Dieters back over to the right side. Dieters down the lane. Dieters goes in. Off the shot. Up. No good. Rebound. Mid-America. Pioneers back up court with a minute 20 left. Down one. The feed to the right block. You know they're going to go to Zaylee Worth. Here she is. Goes underneath. And they're going to call a blocking foul. That will be the fourth foul for Andy Kane. So for Benedictine, Kelly Stork, 4 fouls. Nicole Stork, 4 fouls. And now Andy Kane with 4 fouls. Addy will come out of the game. Kelly Stork comes back in. So Kelly Stork and Nicole Stork are both in with Owen Dieters, Riley Brueggemann, and Hattie Gross. Pioneers with a basketball, 20 on the shot clock with a minute 17 to go in the game. Ravens by 1. The feed into the lane. Back in it, twist, turn, shoot, score. Cameron Green with 14 and Mid-America's back in front. 68-67. 1:05 to play. Timeout, Raven. Benedictine taking a break with a minute 5 to go in the game. Hang on for a great finish. It's Mid-America 68, Benedictine 67.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Slate of games going on around the conference tonight. Culver Stockton at Missouri Baptist. Missouri Valley, William Woods. Grandview is at Clark. Baker at Park. William Penn at Central Methodist. Mount Mercy at St. Ambrose. And Peru State at Graceland, along with this game right here. With a minute 3 to go, Lady Ravens put in the ball and play in the backcourt. And up the floor they come. Trailing by 1, 68-67. Hattie Gross will take it on the right side to Brueggemann. Brueggemann feeds across, Stork backs in, crosses over, dishes out on top. It's going to be batted away. Ravens are going to have it in at midcourt with 7 seconds to go on the shot clock. 45 seconds to go in the game. Ravens looking to bring it in. The pass underneath and Stork up and in. The assist will go to Brueggemann. 69-68. Benedictine. 35 seconds to go. The crowd on its feet here in the Noe. Never heard them louder. Here's a drive across. They'll back away. Feed back off on top. Driving in. We get contact, and we're going to get a foul on Stork. Wow. Nicole Stork fouls out of the game. She will foul out with 20 seconds left. And she will end with 6 points tonight. On 13 minutes of playtime, coming to the line is going to be Zaylee Worth. She has been the player for this team. 77% free throw shooter. 6 of 6 tonight at the free throw line. 1 to tie, 2 to take a lead. First one, short. 1 more shot to tie it up. The shot clock is off here in the Nolan. At the line is Zaylee Worth out of Hillsboro, Kansas. 6 foot sophomore on its way. Perfect. We're tied at 69 and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Ravens. 20 seconds to play. Benedictine, Mid-America, they're tied at 69.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Seconds left in the ball game. This finish is going to be fantastic. And Coach Folsom taking a timeout. You got to wonder, how does Benedictine look to play this? He looks to just run the timeout, take a last second shot, I would suppose. Are you looking to maybe draw a foul? And if you're on Mid-America's sideline, do you look to foul right out of the gate? Give your opponent 2 shots, see if they make 1 or 2 or any. And get the ball back for you to get the final shot of the game. It's going to be an interesting strategy by these two teams coming down to the wire. Gross, Brueggemann, Dieters, Kelly Stork, and Addie Kane for Benedictine. Worth, Lucas, Rogers, Carlson, Green for Mid-America. Those guys have been out there the entire game. Mid-America has no bench. And here come the Ravens walking it up. Into the forecourt, Dieters, 13 seconds left. Ravens go right side, on top with 10. Back over to the right with 8. They'll feed underneath with 6. Driving across, the ball gets loose, the feed in the corner. Brueggemann steps inside, the shot at the buzzer. No good, it's overtime. Brueggemann had the shot and didn't get it to go. We're going to go to OT. Time out of the court. We'll be back after a 60. At the end of regulation, Benedictine and Mid-America tied at 69.
It's time now for the Amber Well Postgame Show on CARE Radio.
Amber Well Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Here in Atchison, Kansas.
Wow, what a game we've had here. Benedictine trailed in the middle of the second quarter by 16 points. They battled back, took a lead, got up by as many as 7 early in the fourth, but Mid-America pushed back, and we now go to overtime, 69-69. Welcome, everybody. Joseph, he's the guy pushing the buttons and turning the dials back at the K-Radio Sports Studio, our producer and engineer. We will go to center circle, and in the middle for the Lady Ravens to jump it off, it'll be the 6'4" freshman, Jaylee Christian. For Mid-America, it'll be 6-foot junior, Cameron Green. We're set to go to OT. 5 minutes on the clock. Here we go. The officials are having a big powwow, and now they're going to come over to the scorer's table. I don't know what they're upset about, and I don't know what Coach Lewis is all upset about. He's kind of been. Now he's walking out of the floor to talk to one of his players. And I'm not sure just what the matter is, but maybe not much. Probably not much. If it's a hold the basketball, he just held the ball and walked over across the way, standing up in court. All right, whatever it is, they seem to have it ironed out. We're set to go. To overtime. It's up, it's away, and Mid-America's going to get it down. So the Pioneers are going to have it to begin the overtime period. They'll feed it to the free throw line. Go underneath to Zaylee Wirth. She's got to be the answer for this team. Wirth will go in and up and score it. She goes right around Addie Kane. Zaylee Wirth with 19. 71-69. Early in the OT. Here's Gross with a basketball from 17. Air ball short. Not even close. Mid-America coming out of the board. And again, it is going to be Zaylee Wirth. She'll bring it up the floor. Zaylee Wirth can't get rid of it. Finally finds an outlet with Cameron Green. Is that on top? Gracie Carlson. 4:10 to go in OT. Pioneers with the ball. Up two. Cutting back to the right, getting trapped beneath the goal, and 3 seconds. That's a call we haven't seen all night. Mid-America has really abused the lane in the course of the evening. And finally, the official from across the way makes that 3-second violation call. And the Ravens are going to have a back in play from the backcourt. Gross, Brigham, Dieters, Christian, and Kane. The Lady Raven 5. You remember, Nicole Stork has fouled out. Here's the lob underneath the left-hand layup. It's good. We're tied. The bucket by Kelly Stork. So Kelly Stork knocked it down. 3.5 minutes to go. Tied again. The ball batted away. Saved by Mid-America. 17-footer. Air ball. Ravens are going to save it in. Here comes Dieters. Benedictine up the court in a 71-71 ball game. Dieters over to the right side. Brueggemann, that's an NBA three. Knocks it down, Brueggemann! Lady Ravens. 3:10 to go in the OT. Pioneers go right side. Go in and up, and two more for Zaylee Wirth. Benedictine has no answer for Zaylee Wirth. BC will bring it down. Up one. Into the lane. Twisting. Turning. Left-hand shot. Nope. Rebound. Tipped out. Save. Pioneers. Mid-America coming out with a basketball. It'll be Carlson. It's going to be knocked away. Throws on the ball. Stolen. Dieters will go in. Sidestep. Shoot and miss. Rebound is on the floor. The dive for the basketball. Big collision. Mid-America is going to come up with it. 2.5 to go in the overtime. They'll feed it into the lane. There's a forearm. The ball knocked away. Brueggemann picks it up. Ravens are 2-on-1. Brueggemann kicks it over to Dieters. She gets the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Big defensive play by Rogers. Ravens will have it back in. 2:20 to play in OT. Benedictine inbounds out on top to Stork. Back door goes. The shot goes up. We get a foul on Zaylee Wirth. For Wirth, that is huge. She has just found out of the game. She is clearly the best player on this Mid-America team, and she will foul out in overtime with 2:17 to go, ending tonight with 21. Mid-America will go to the bench, and they're going to bring in Mackenzie Manfi, the 6'1 senior from Lansing. Ravens at the free throw line. The shot, nope. Lady Ravens have struggled mightily at the line all night. Addie Kane. 2 of 6 at the free throw line tonight. This one, good. Ravens go up by 2, 75-73. 2:17 to go. Mid-America will be allowed to run the baseline if they should desire. It'll be inbounded by Rogers. She brings it into Carlson. Carlson up the court. 2:10 to go in the OT. Pioneers with the ball. Trail by 3. Or by 2. By 2. 75-73. Mid-America goes left. Shot blocked out of bounds. They're going to call a foul. And that will be the 5th of the game for Kelly Stork, I believe. Well, wait, and it is. So Kelly Stork will foul out. With 2 minutes exactly to play in OT. No. I thought that was Kelly Stork committing that foul. It was not. That foul's on Addie Kane, who fouls out. And the free throw is up and good. It was on 35, not 25. First free throw's good for Cameron Green. That is her first point in the OT. Second free throw ties the game. 75-75. Ravens up the court with under 2 minutes of play. Burris will go right side, loses the hand on it for a minute, able to pick it back up. Stork backs in traffic, turns, rotates, shoots, got the roll! It hung on the front lip of the rim and went in. Kelly Stork is down 77-75, Benedictine, with a minute 34 to go in OT. Out on top, no travel call. Here's a shot, runner up off the glass with the left hand and good. Aubrey Rogers hadn't scored in the second half until that shot. That ties it at 77. And there are 77 seconds to go. Right to the right side, Brueggemann. Little look away pass to Stork. Back door pass into traffic. Save! And Dieters couldn't hit it. Dieters did a great job of saving the ball, but then misses the bunny. And here comes Mid-America. 50 seconds left in a tie game. Lots of contact. No foul. The little give and go. The running shot. It's up. It's good. And with some theatrics, a foul gets called and a chance at a three-point play. Count the bucket. Going to be the foul on Owen Dieters. Grace Carlson, a great shooter, coming to the line for the free throw. Grace, 79% at the line this season. A shot. Nope. Rebound Raven. 79-77, Benedictine, 40 seconds left. Raven, 2-tie. 3-lead, taking a timeout. We're doing it, Joseph. 36 seconds to go, 24 on the shot clock, timeout on the court. Mid-America 79, Benedictine 77.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Game and another game still coming up. Can you believe it? We got a big night of college hoops here on Karen. Happy to have you along with us. Game went back and forth in the first half. Benedictine put together a big lead. Benedictine battled back. The game goes to overtime, and now with 36 seconds left in the OT, Benedictine's pushed up by two, 79-77, but the Ravens have the basketball. What will Coach Folsom be looking for here? You square up for a long three for a lead. You take a, move the ball around, look for the easy shot. You get aggressive and look for the shot and a plus one. Benedictine has one timeout remaining. Mid-America has three. For the Ravens, Gross, Brugham and Dieters, Christian and Stork. Kelly Stork. The Ravens are going to bring it in into the backcourt. Here's Owen Dieters. Dieters goes over to the right side. Hattie out on top. Ravens overload the right side. Here's Brueggemann. Does Benedictine just foul somebody? Brueggemann will drive, goes in traffic, misses the driving layup. Rebound, Mid-America. Pioneers come up with a basketball, 14 seconds left. Got to get it up the court, and the Ravens are going to pick up a foul. What's going to happen here? Because you got Coach. What has happened? Coach is just really gone crazy. He's right out on the floor. Now they're restraining John Lewis. His assistant coaches are pulling on his shirt, stretching it. And are we going to get all the officials from the whistles? I thought I'd never teeing him up. Now all three assistant coaches are surrounding John Lewis and dragging him to the sideline, and he's still yelling from the chairs. Let's see what we're going to have happen here. With 12 seconds left in the overtime, 79-77 is the score. Here we go. We're getting it. Mid-America getting a timeout. Okay. Joseph will hang on to it right here because part of this timeout has already churned. The crew has struggled here tonight. A lot. 12 seconds to go. Mid-America leading at 79-77. Both teams have had their opportunities to win this game. Now, Benedictine is going to be on defense. So, who are we going to have on the floor? Will Ravens quickly foul them? Now, Coach Folsom is out of the floor realizing that this ball is going to be put in play from the middle of the forecourt for Mid-America. He feels like it should be coming in play from deep in the backcourt. So for the Pioneers, they're going to have it in the forecourt coming in off of this timeout. Guys game coming up after this one. It should be fantastic. But this game is going to be a tough act to follow. Mid-America out of the court with Green, Carlson, Manfi, Rogers, and Lukert. Benedictine with Stork, Christian, Dieters, Brueggemann, and Gross. Mid-America putting it in. It'll be between the 20-foot mark of midcourt, crossed away in the forecourt. Putting it in play is going to be Carlson. All right. Pioneers getting set to go. Here we are. Looking to bring it. Looking. Still looking. Finally, they'll bring it in on the side. Ravens are going to foul very quickly. And they are going to put Rogers on the free throw line. Now, when we look at Aubrey Rogers, she is their worst free throw shooter, but still very good. It's 67%. She's at two-thirds of her free throw. Tonight, Aubrey has not been on the free throw line.
It is a two-point game, and there are 11 seconds remaining. One free throw makes it a three-point game. Two makes it a two-possession game. Rogers looks it, sends it way short. Her teammates come up to console her, and now one more shot. The best Middlebury can do is come away with a three-point lead. One more shot coming up for Aubrey Rogers. It is up. Got it. We're going to take a timeout with him, Joseph, and we'll be back for the final possession with 11 seconds to go on OT. Mid-America, 70, Benedictine, 77.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Mid-America is three of his last three. And Benedictine has been battling tough for the Lady Ravens. They need three to force a second overtime. 11 seconds left here in OT1. He's coming out of the court for the Pioneers. Lukert, Rogers, Manthe, Carlson, and Green. For Benedictine, it'll be Gross, Brueggemann, Dieters, Christian, Stork. So the Lady Ravens, where do you go about this? Do you go from the outside? You trying to screen off? Hit a three? Hope to get fouled? How do you handle it? Let's see how they do. BC having trouble getting it in play, and they'll get it to Owen. 8 seconds. Dieters with seven. Out on top, Brueggemann with five. Has the ball stripped away. It's going to go out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it back in with 2.8 seconds left. Just inside midcourt. Great defense knocks it away. Benedictine will give up the layup. Leading by three with 2 seconds left. Ravens are going to bring it in. Looking. It'll be stolen away, and that's it. Final score tonight, Mid-America 80, Benedictine 77, and we'll be back right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 No Ethanol, Dyed Diesel, Clear Diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Well, for the Benedictine Lady Ravens, a tough loss in overtime to nationally ranked Mid-America Nazarene, 80-77. And for BC, got to be kind of a tough loss. They did such a tremendous job coming back, battling back from a 16-point second quarter deficit, took a lead late in the ballgame. Mid-America was able to force an overtime after the Lady Ravens led by seven in the fourth quarter. And it just went back and forth, and Pioneers come away with the victory. Checking out the scoring for you tonight. First of all, for Mid-America, four players come into the game averaging double-digit scoring. Four players got double digits tonight, led by Zaylee Worth. She was something the Ravens had no answer for. 21 points for Zaylee tonight. Carlson had 16, Green had 16, and Rogers had 11. Mary Lucas with 8, 5 for Cranmer, and Gentile with 3. For Benedict and Kelly Stork, 23 points. Led her team, led all scorers. Coming off the bench for Benedictine, Addie Kane with 15, and Riley Bruggeman with a dozen. It drops into Owen Dieters, 8 points tonight. Nicole Stork with a half a dozen and very limited playing time. Got in foul trouble early. 5 for Hattie Gross. You had Lily Martin and Michaela Bauman, each with 3. Thank you. Jada Christian with 2 for BC. But for the Lady Ravens, shooting woes at the free throw line ultimately probably made a difference in this, although they shot better as the game went on. Lady Ravens hitting 41% of their shots from the floor, 30 of 73, 8 of 21 from outside, and 9 of 17, 53% at the free throw line today. BC forced 15 turnovers and out-rebounded Mid-America 42-39 and outscored them in the paint 42-34. But Pioneers able to pull away late, and the Lady Ravens scoring at the end of the game was just hard to come by. Couldn't get anything on the board late. Mid-America 5-1 and 2-0. Benedictine 4-3, 1-1. We're going to take a little breather. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up, and we'll be back with men's college basketball on K-Radio before long. But again, the final score in game one in overtime. Mid-America 80, Benedictine 77. Back we go to Joseph and the Care Sports Studios. We'll be back with the guys' game in 15 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.